Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Sachem Davayin, and we are starting about the second line of the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah, Evan Shal Shnei Shlotfein, Loya Chom Shal Shneim, and Vilna Source Dav, it's on Nun Tes Amar Aleph, about halfway through, and today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sarah Bas, Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah is discussing an Eved owned by two people, Reuven and Shimon, both owned an Eved. He's not eating from both of them. Now the deek from here is that there's a possibility that he's not able to eat from any Karm Pesach. How is that? Because Rabbi Yosef explains, Ain Rishas the Rabbi Loimer Loy, Efshur Shet Timnal Pesach. His master is not allowed to tell him that you're not allowed to be registered to that person's Karm Pesach. Aval Omer Loy, but he could tell his Eved, Efshur Shet Timnal Zeh El Azeh. I want you to be registered to this Karm Pesach. In other words, his two masters, Reuven and Shimon, can't tell him, you can't be part of that one's Karm Pesach. But they could tell him, I want you to be part of my Karm Pesach. And the mail that means that he's registered to this one, but he's also registered to that one, so he can't eat from either of them. Now, continuing to this theme, the Gemara tells us, Pa'am Shu Nimna Al Shloish Pesachim Ka'achas. Sometimes an Eved will be registered to three separate Pesachim all at one time. Hey Chavida, how does that work? So, Evshal Shane Shotfin, we have an Eved of two partners, and each one says, you're on my Karm Pesach and not his, and the other one says, you're on my Karm Pesach and not his, so Mela he can't eat from either of theirs, as we just explained. Therefore, Tzachim Anasal Pesach, he has to register himself to another Karm Pesach. So that's Karm Pesach number one. And then let's say, Shechar Echad Mehen Chelkai, one of the people that owns him, freed his half of the Eved that he owns. So now that half of the Eved is a Ben Chayrin, he's a free man, and that free part of him was never registered to Karm Pesach. Therefore, Tzarech Lemon Asal Pesach Acher, he has to register now to another Karm Pesach. And let's say, Shechar Shnehen, both of them, meaning the second one, also freed his half of the Eved. So now the Eved is 100% free. Tzarech Lemon Asal Pesach Acher, he now has to register himself to another Karm Pesach because now he has another half of him, which is free. So he's totally free. So now he has three Pesachim that he's registered to. Now, Shmuel Bar Abba, he asks as follows, Eved Mao Sheikh Mishlashtan, is the Eved, or the former Eved, now allowed to eat from all three of them, or no? On one hand, we might say that every time he has to register to new Karm Pesach, that's just like another part of him needs a Pesach, but he doesn't lose his registration to the previous one, and then he'd be able to eat from all three. Or maybe it means that he falls off the registration of the previous one, and this is a brand new one, so he's only able to eat from the last one. Now, Rabbi Yosef says, Im Oimer At Eved Loyach Mishlashtan, if you want to say that Eved's not allowed to eat from all three Pesachim, Me'ato Loyim Nal Pesach, that means that even from the get-go, a Eved should never be allowed to be registered to Karm Pesach at all, even in the first place. Why is that? Shema Yimlech Rabbi, maybe his master is going to change his mind, Vishachroi, and then he's going to free him, Vinimsa Hektish Pasol Mu'erv Bavoida, then it's going to turn out that there's Hektish Pasol mixed in over here. In other words, if you're going to tell me that when Eved's registered to Karm Pesach, and for whatever reason, he has to register himself to another one, that he's not able to eat from the original one, then a master should never be able to register his Eved to Pesach, because he might decide to free him. Now turns out that that part that was designated for the Eved is Pasol, and we have Kasher Pesach mixed with Pasol. Now, even though we've learned earlier in the Masechta that if the Karm Pesach was Shechted, Limnuyav Vishaloy Limnuyav, somebody who's registered to it, and for somebody who wasn't registered to it, or for Ksheirim and Psalim together, it's still okay. The Karm Pesach is Kasher. Lechatchila, it's not allowed to be done. So, Lechatchila, the master shouldn't register his Eved to the Pesach. And since we don't say that, it must be that in this case that we just mentioned, that the Eved is registered to three separate Pesachim that he's allowed to eat from all of them. Now, going to another discussion about Eved, Rav Yaakov Racha Amar, he says, the Rav Zayir asks as follows, Harav Maushi Yitzah Behektish HaEved, is the master able to be Yotze with the Hektish of the Eved, meaning could his Eved bring his Pesach for him? Ask the Gemara of Lamas Nisahi, isn't that a Mishnah? It's the next Mishnah that we're going to be learning. What does the Mishnah tell us? Ha'amr L'Avdai, if a person tells his Eved, Tseyushchay Tolayasa Pesach, go Shech the Karm Pesach for me. And so we clearly see that Eved could bring the Karm Pesach for his master. The Gemara answers, no, Masnisa Midas Rabbi. The Mishnah is talking about Midas' master. His master told him, go bring the Pesach for me, so of course he's able to. Matsrichale, what's the whole question? Shaloi midas rabbi. Is the Eved allowed to do it without the das of his master? We've already learned earlier, the Karm Pesach can't be brought without the das of a person. But the question is, maybe here by an Eved, since he's the Eved of the master, he's not just a random person, he's his master's Eved, maybe he could bring it. Shaloi midas rabbi, and we don't have an answer to this. Now moving on to the last part of the Mishnah where we said, Chetzi Eved, Chetzi ben Chayrin lo yachom shel rabbi, that if his person is half Eved, half free, that's because he was owned by two partners, and one of them freed his ownership in the Eved, so he's not allowed to eat from his master's Karm Pesach. So we discussed a number of cases of a person who's half Eved, half Ben Chayrin. Rav Chiya says, B'shin Rabbi Yochanan, Misha Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Chayrin, he's half Eved, half free person, Kidesh Isha, if he was Makadesh a woman, Ein Chayshan L'Kidushav, we don't have to be Chayshish for that, even though half of him is free, so half of him technically could be Makadesh a woman, since half of him is an Eved, he's not able to Makadesh her. Now, even though we know that if a regular person is Makadesh a woman, L'Chetzia, he's Makadesh her only halfway, not all the way, that's 100% full-fledged Kiddushin, that's because he technically could be Makadesh her all the way. But this person we're discussing, Chatzi Eved Chatzi Mechayrin, he can't be Makadesh all the way, he can only be Makadesh half, so it's not a valid Kiddushin. Now, the Chavasah, similarly, Girish, if he's Megarish, if he divorces, Ein Chashel Girushov, wouldn't have have to be chashish for his gerushin, because even though part of him is free, so part of him is in the parsha of Gittin and Kiddushin, the other half of him is not, so it's not in the parsha of Gittin and Kiddushin. However, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, chashish legerushov, we are chashish for his gerushin, which means that this woman who accepted gerushin from his half-avid, half-ben chayrin is divorced to the extent that she's not allowed to marry a kayin anymore. Now, as Shmuel Krebi Yehuda, Shmuel's going like Shitas Rebi Yehuda, the Tani Tamo, we have mentioned over there, Masech Sanhedrin, Ganav Misha Chatzu Eved Chatzu Ben Chayrin, if a person kidnapped somebody who's half-avid, half-ben chayrin, we know that if a yid kidnaps another yid, he's chayv misa. So this time, a yid kidnapped somebody who's half evid, half ben chayrin. Rabbi Yehuda machayv, Rabbi Yehuda machayv in misa. V'cham pater, v'cham pater him. So we clearly see that Shmuel is like Rabbi Yehuda. Just like Rabbi Yehuda says that half evid, half ben chayrin is considered like a yid. So too Shmuel holds the same in regards to the gerushin that we are chayshish for his gerushin. And moving on to halacha beis, the Mishnah tells us ha'im la'avdai. A person tells his evid, say ushchay to lias haPesach, please go shech the karm Pesach for me. And we know the karm Pesach could be one of two animals, either a gedi, which is a goat, or a tele, which is a lamb. What's the din over here? Shachar gedi yoichal, shachar tele yoichal. If the Eved decides to bring a gedi, so the master could eat it. If he decides to bring a tele, the master could eat it, no problem. And the chiddush over here is that even if the master usually eats a tele, for example, but this time his Eved brought a gedi, the master eats from the gedi because he told his Eved, go bring the Pesach for us, and that means either gedi or tele. Now let's say shachar gedi vitele, the Eved shechted both because he wasn't so sure which one his master wanted. Yoichal mit rishon, he has to eat from the first one because the first one is officially considered the Karm Pesach. I know, based on top of the Mishnah continues, let's say shachach ma armor le rabbi. He forgot what his master told him. He knows that his master said, go shech the particular animal for the Pesach, and he just simply doesn't remember which one it was. Ketzad yasa, what should he do? So yishchad gedi utele, he should shech both, a gedi and utele, v'yomar, and he should say as follows, he should make a tonight stipulation, and he should express as follows, im gedi armor le rabbi, if my master told me to shech the gedi, so gedi shaloi v'tele shali, the gedi is his, and the tele is going to be mine, and I'm going to have a different Pesach, v'im tele armor le rabbi, and if my master told me to shech the tele, tele shaloi u'gedi shali, the tele is his, and the gedi is mine. Now let's say shachach rabbi ma'amar loy. His master forgot what he had told him, so no one remembers what was specified. Shneim yetzul be'ezah sreifa. Both the gedi and the tele have to be brought out to be burned. However, upturin lasas pesach sheni. They're potter for being pesach sheni. Gemara tells us tani rabchir ruchir tani nebraisa hanim nal shnei psachim kachas. If a person registered himself to two psachim, oichol me'ezah mehen shnishcha rishon. He has to eat from the first one that was shechted. We already mentioned this previously, and our Rishus says masnisa amar kain. Our Mishnah tells us this shachach gedi utele. If the servant shechted both the gedi and the tele, yochem rishon. The master has to eat from the first one. Now we go to the last case of the Mishnah of Shachach Rabbi Ma'amar Loi. The master forgot which animal he told the servant to shecht was a gedi or tele, so he said that both of them go to the Beis Sreifa, both have to be burned, but they're potter from doing Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara tells us, Reb Lazav, Reb Yochanan, Trein Amrin, both of them say, Jam Nasan he, this must be Shitas Reb Nasan. Jam Nasan Amr, Reb Nasan says, and we had his Shita earlier on in the fifth parak, that Yotzim Bezrika B'lai Achila, one could be Yotzim Achiva bring Karim Pesach, as long as it was Zrikas Hadam, even though it's not able to be eaten for one reason or another, there's still Yotzim Achiva Karim Pesach, and that's exactly what's happening over here. There was Zrikas Hadam, but they don't remember which one it is, so they can't eat it, but they don't have to bring Pesach Sheni. But it's not like the Chamim, because a Cham hold that if you're not eating your Karm Pesach, you're not Yotze. However, Chizkis says B'Shem Rabba Bar Mamol that no, Tifter, we could explain that it's even like the Chamim, how so, Sheshachach Rabbi bin Zrika La'Achila, as Rabbi Girsa, is where his master forgot, in between Zrika and Achila. So when Zrika Saddam was done, the Pesach was Roy for eating, because he did remember at that point in time which one he had said he once Shechted. It was only after the Zrika that he also started having doubts. Wait, which one was it? The Gdi or the Tleh? And since even the Zrika was done properly, it's only afterwards they can't remember which one they were able to eat. So even the Chum would agree in this case that they're Yotzei Din HaKarm Pesach and they don't have to bring Pesach Sheni. Now Or Chizkiah says the Masav Chad Min Rabbanon, one of the Rabbanon asked the following question, and V'Amrin, some say that Huhava was actually him. It was Rav Chizkiah that asked this question. Then how could you answer this? V'Taninon, we learned in the Mishnah Shachach Ma Amar Loi Rabbi. That's proper gear. So we just have to take the Rabbi and put it at the end of the statement that if he forgot what his master had told him, Yishchet Gedi Utle, he should shech the Gedi and the Tle. That's an earlier case in the Mishnah, and obviously that's referring to a case where the Eved forgot what his master told him before the Shechita happened, and so it must be that in the later case of the Mishnah, where his master had forgotten what he had told the Eved, it's also referring to where he had forgotten before Shechita, and nonetheless the Mishnah tells us that they don't have to do Pesach Sheni. It must be that it's like Rav Nasan and not like the Rabbanon. Now we continue, Amar Bichur Milchan says, Hifresh Pischai Achlein is Gair v'niz Gair. A person designated his Karm Pesach before he became a Ger, and then he became a Ger, or Achlein Ishtachar v'nishtachar. He designated Karm Pesach before he became freed, and then he was freed as an Eved, or Achla Hevishtei Cyrus, Vehevishtei Cyrus, a boy before Bar Mitzvah, designated Karm Pesach, was before he brought to Cyrus, and then he got to Cyrus, making him a Gadol, Tzarech Limanus al Pesach Acher. All these people have to get registered to another Karm Pesach, and this is because the concept called Bali Chaim Nidchen, that a Bal Chai could be pushed off, it could be pushed away from the Mizbeach, and since when this Karm Pesach was designated, the person wasn't able to bring it, he wasn't a Ger yet, he wasn't a freed slave, he wasn't a Gadol, so that Bal Chai that was designated was pushed away. It can't be because of Pesach, Pesach, therefore new registration has to happen. Now, once we mentioned before that our Mishnah is Reb Nosson, we bring another thing up regarding Shitas Reb Nosson. Reb Yudan says, Kol HaSfeikos Reb Nosson Inon. Anytime we say that we have a Safik regarding Karm Pesach and the person doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni, for example, if Safik whether or not the Dam was Nizrak, or Safik whether or not they were Tamei, so Karm Pesach, even though it can't be eaten, they don't have to do Pesach Sheni, that's Shitas Reb Nosson. Chutz, except for the following case, when a Zarek Dam Chatas V'dam Meshamay, Safik Balayla Zarek, Safik B'yom Zarek, except for this case, Erev Pesach, a person had to bring a Karbon Asham or Chatos, and there has to be Zrika's Dam to enable him to be able to eat the Karm Pesach at night, and even though it's supposed to be done before the Karbon Pesach is brought, because the Karm Pesach is the last Karbon that's brought of the day, as we already know, is still, if for whatever reason, the Dam of his Chatos or Asham wasn't sprinkled yet, we'll bring that even after the Karm Pesach, to enable him to eat from the Pesach. But what happened? They delayed so much, they were Zarek the Dam of his Chatos or Asham, and it was a Suffolk, whether it was done at night or Suffolk done during the day. If it was done at night, it's not kosher. If it was done during the day, it is kosher. So in this case, how do we view it? Even according to Chachamim, Nasek is Suffolk Kapara, is viewed like a Suffolk Kapara. And what's the deal with Suffolk Kapara? The Suffolk Kapara Keeper. Whenever we have Suffolk Kapara, we say it's 100% Kapara. This refers to all cases of Chosar Kapara. If there's a Suffolk regarding the blood, even throughout the year, not even on Erev Pesach, the din is, even according to Chachamim, that if there's a Suffolk regarding it, we say that the Kapara was 100%, it's fine, and male the Karban Chatos Rasham is valid, and it's the same thing over here, even according to Chachamim, the Chatos Rasham is valid, and male it's a case of Suffolk where the person would be allowed to eat their Karban Pesach at night, because again, the Chatos and Asham were valid, and it's not only Shitas Reb Nosson. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.